How to perform bhakti successfully? Before that, how do we get Krishna's mercy? Bhakti Shakti is under the control of the Supreme Lord and depends on Him. Bhakti Shakti is under the control of Supreme Lord. So when a jiva develops a favorable attitude towards the Lord, then the Lord mercifully manifests a little bit of this bhakti shakti in him. And with this shakti, the jiva develops a little bit of bhakti and offers it to the Lord. Then the Lord becomes more favorable and mercifully manifests more bhakti shakti in him, with which the jiva expresses more bhakti to the Lord. Then the Lord becomes even more pleased and manifests even more bhakti shakti in the jiva, with which the devotee expresses even more bhakti, which attracts the Lord very much. This is the way we get Krishna's mercy. So the beginning point is that the jiva develops a favorable attitude towards the Lord. And then the Lord manifests a little bit of the bhakti. That's the beginning. How to perform bhakti successfully? First, we need to have a favorable attitude towards the Supreme Lord, anukul, which increases by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And along with that, we do the activities of hearing, chanting and remembering, engaging the senses in the Lord's service, etc. Then we become successful by doing the process in this way and combat material energy, material desires, material ignorance and destroy karma, etc. What is the goal of the devotee? The goal of the devotee is not to simply combat the material energy, material desires and material ignorance and destroy karma. The goal is to simply express more and more affection for the Supreme Lord by developing 100% attraction for the Lord. The nature of the Lord is to be independent, definitely, but His nature is to show affection for bhakti, which means when there is no bhakti, the Lord is neutral. But when there is bhakti, He shows affection. Wherever He sees bhakti, He reciprocates. If there is no bhakti, neutral. Samasarveshu Bhuteshu. This is the sixth quality of bhakti, which is Krishna Akarshani. Bhakti is attractive to the Supreme Lord. So, though the Lord is independent, when His own Shakti manifests in the jiva, then He becomes attracted to that prema bhakti in the jiva to such an extent that He falls under the control of the jiva. Therefore, the ultimate perfection of the jiva is when the Lord gets attracted to the jiva to such an extent that He falls under the control of the devotee. Then that devotion is called prema. That is the perfection for the jiva, where actually the Lord falls under the control of the devotee in prema. Which means, the summary of this is this. In the beginning, there is a little favorable attitude in the heart of the devotee towards Krishna. And when he shows that favorable attitude, Krishna becomes affectionate to the jiva and gives him little bhakti. And with that little bhakti, when the taste of one drop of bhakti comes in the heart of the jiva, and the jiva shows more favorable inclination to Krishna and performs bhakti, with that awarded bhakti, bhakti shakti, he does little more bhakti. And he does, and the result is, and Krishna gives more bhakti shakti, and more. In this way it goes on and on until when the jiva develops 100% attraction for the Lord, and then when the prema bhakti dawns in the heart of the jiva, then Krishna falls into the control of the jiva in prema. And this is the ultimate perfection for the jiva. And all this is accomplished by the chanting of the holy names and Chali. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.